Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Two for the Dough by Janet Ivanovich, narrated by C.J. Critt. This work is copyrighted 1996 by Janet Ivanovich. This recording is copyrighted 1995 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Stephanie Plum is New Jersey's version of an apprehension agent, otherwise known as a bounty hunter. Armed with attitude, not to mention stun guns, defense sprays, killer flashlights, and her trusty .38, Stephanie's on the trail of a bail jumper from Trentonsburg by the name of Kenny Mancuso. Kenny's just a kid, fresh out of the army, or so Stephanie believes. She hasn't been on the job very long, and she's low on expertise, but learning fast. And now, two for the dough.
Chapter 1. I knew Ranger was beside me because I could see his earring gleaming in the moonlight. Everything else about him, his t-shirt, his flak vest, his slicked back hair, and 9mm Glock, was as black as the night. Even his skin tone seemed to darken in shade. Ricardo Carlos Manoso, the Cuban-American chameleon. I, on the other hand, was the blue-eyed, fair-skinned product of a Hungarian-Italian union and wasn't nearly so cleverly camouflaged for clandestine evening activities. It was late October, and Trenton was enjoying the death throes of Indian summer. Ranger and I were squatting behind a hydrangea bush at the corner of Patterson and Wycliffe. And we weren't enjoying Indian summer, each other's company, or much of anything else. We'd been squatting there for 3 hours, and squatting was taking its toll on our good humor. We were watching the small clabbered Cape Cod at 5023 Patterson, following a tip that Kenny Mancuso was scheduled to visit his girlfriend, Julia Sonetta. Kenny Mancuso had recently been charged with shooting a gas station attendant, who also happened to be his former best friend, in the knee. Mancuso had posted a bail bond via the Vincent Plum Bonding Company, ensuring his release from jail and returning him to the bosom of polite society. After his release, he promptly disappeared, and 3 days later failed to show face at a preliminary hearing. This didn't make Vincent Plum happy. Since Vincent Plum's losses were my windfalls, I saw...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?